CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Content is everything.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I'm your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from room 432 at the Hampton Inn in Great Falls, Montana, United States of America. This week on the program, we're going to shine the spotlight on the year 1966. You'll hear beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Gene Shepherd, Waylon Jennings, Roger Miller, Wanda Jackson, and more. We have regional 1966 highlights spanning from the Bakersfield Sound of California all the way to regional and municipal lost Canadian country music. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy the show.
You're going out again tonight, and you'll end up getting tight. Then when your money's gone, you'll come crawling home to me. You'll think you're quiet as a mouse as you come stumbling through the house and find a note with these parting words from me.
Walls for come.
company.
Happy hangovers to you. May your life be blessed with more than a few. For our love can never be. You hold the bottle more than me. Many happy hangovers to you. The great Gene Shepherd with a single from 1966. Many happy hangovers to you. And I'll say hello. Welcome in to the program this week, friends. Episode number 108 of the Boots and Saddle Show with me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. A nice way to bring the program in, I'd say. You know, there's a re-recorded version of that song. I'm not sure when she did it, the 70s or the 80s, that it would be just a perfect way to shuffle on into the program. But we're sticking with 1966 today. And Gene Shepherd, one of my favorite country music singers, one of our favorites here on the Boots and Saddle Show. That one released as a single in 1966, as I said, but also appears as the title track to the LP, also released in 1966, with Gene Shepherd on the front cover, respectfully looking absolutely beautiful, breathtaking. I love it. I'm a huge fan. I'm in this hotel room in Great Falls, Montana. We played at the Newberry tonight, which is a great venue. We're here every 2 years. We've played here three times now since I've been in the band with Corby, 4.5 years now. So it's a regular regular rotation for us. We had a good show. We kicked off this tour last night in Kalispell, Montana. And it was also a good show, christening a brand new venue out there that has a impressive lineup, this Majestic Saloon or whatever they're calling it, an impressive lineup of shows this summer. Happy to be a part of that. A little housekeeping here. You know, last week I didn't touch on it, but we had a great Canadian tour with Corby across Western Canada playing the full albums. And then I was home for about 12 days and I had a few gigs, you know, sneaky little solo or duo gigs, and you know, just the hard juxtapositions of life, I'll tell you. And then some, you know, some album prep stuff, you know, some photos and some video, and then I came back out on the road. Oh yeah, and a little kitchen renovation thrown in there. Came back out on the road, out here for 3 weeks, recording late on a Saturday night. In fact, it is Sunday morning. A couple days ahead of broadcast, but Sunday morning, you know, after midnight, technically Father's Day. So I know you're hearing this after the fact, but hope all you dads out there had a nice Father's Day. This year, my fourth Father's Day, and I have never been with my child on Father's Day. I've always been on the road, but being Violet's dad is my greatest joy in life and my steepest responsibility, one that I don't take lightly. And I'll leave it there. Today we are shining the spotlight on 1966. Why 1966? Was it an especially great year for country music? Some might say yes, while others would argue no. But no matter what side of the fence you're standing on, there's no doubt that for the good citizens of country music, the fans, the singers, the songwriters, 1966 surely had standout tracks, and some that have cemented themselves into the canon of all-timers in the genre's history. So today on the program, you're going to hear some of the biggest hits from 1966. Not all of them, to be sure. And along the way, I've got some personal favorites, some deep album cuts, and regional selections. After assembling today's playlist, I realized that I had missed some real top quality releases. But I remain confident that what I have prepared for you constitutes a more than respectable synopsis of a year that sits in the midst of one of the greatest eras of country music. I was inspired to lean into the theme today after listening to my friend Jeff Robson, host of Tell the Band to Go Home every Sunday on the other campus and community station in Winnipeg last week, where he dedicated his 3-hour time slot to music from 1996. I liked the idea of highlighting a specific year and one marking a milestone, 30 years for Jeff's last week and 60 years for us today, for obvious reasons. We're going back a little further than 30 years. So now, as I hear you saying when, I will put the pepper down and I will press play on some beautiful country music. The title track to his 1966 record, here's Mel Tillis with Stateside, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Well, the Japanese moon is bright tonight, and Tokyo is full of life. Busy people everywhere, but busy people just don't care. I wanna go stateside.
That's what you get for loving me. you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Once again, it's 12 o'clock and you're still gone. Darling, are you ever coming?
Necessarily the harder-edged honky-tonk we're used to around here, but a tender and beautiful country music vocal performance from Miss Jeannie Seely there with Darling, Are You Ever Coming Home, from her 1966 record, The Seely Style. And we've heard a few songs off of that album these last 108 episodes. Written by Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran. And what an opening line. You know, they say the opening line might just be the most important one of the song. Once again, it's 12 o'clock and you're still gone. Sets the scene, doesn't it? Beautiful country music. Before that, a song written by Gordon Lightfoot. It was Waylon Jennings with That's What You Get for Lovin' Me from his 1966 album, Leavin' Town. That might be my favorite Waylon Jennings album. I know that may be an unpopular opinion or maybe unexpected from some of you out there. You know, that 70s halftime, you know, Waylon Jennings outlaw country, whatever you want to call it, with the pick on the Fender bass and Ralph Mooney on the steel guitar. Like, I got space for that in my life. And that definitely is great barroom music, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't quite do it for me like a lot of other stuff does. You know, please don't come at me for that. It's a personal preference. I do enjoy that. But Leavin' Town from 1966, that Waylon record, I think that's my favorite one. And he sings great harmony with himself. And one of my sneaky duo gigs I did when I was home there last week was in Blumenort, Manitoba, with my friend Danglin' Dan Teeson. We were at Grandpa's Cafe a couple weeks back or last weekend. And Dan pulled that one out. And it was nice to sing some harmony with Dan and play that song. Great, great song. Kicking it all off was Mel Tillis, title track to the 1966 album Stateside. and you are tuned into the Boots and Saddles Show. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Here we are this week, friends, spotlight on 1966. And we're going to pack in probably a few more songs than we normally do. You hear that out there? I got the fan turned off. I'm in this hotel. I got the fan turned off, but I got the window open because a guy needs to breathe some air. So my apologies, but I've made episodes in louder, worse sounding hotel rooms around the world than this one tonight. Anyways, I'm going to pack a bunch of songs in this week, and we've got two sets that are, you know, regionally focused. If you know me, you know that the Bakersfield sound, that Buck Owens and Merle Haggard in particular, are the people, are the artists, are the singers, are the writers that are most responsible for me falling in love with country music and, you know, subsequently dedicating my life, my professional life to it. Yeah, I've said it many, many times. I would not be here in any capacity doing anything that I'm doing in my life had I not heard that music when I was young and fell in love with it. And, you know, as I got a little older and expanded the interests and dug a little deeper into the Bakersfield sound, fell in love with Red Simpson and Wynn Stewart, Tommy Collins, and of course, Miss Kay Adams. This one was written by Buck Owens on her 1966 album, Wheels and Tears. Here's Kay Adams with Second Fiddle, right here on the Boots and Saddles Show.
In a glass and see a grown man cry, it makes me want to hang my head. I used to feel real proud just to be alive, but now I think I'd rather be dead. I can't stand me since I lost you, and I can't stand nobody else. I can't stand me since you went away, and I gotta get away from myself. I'm gonna find me a river about 10 miles wide with a bridge running all the way across. I'm gonna drag myself about halfway over and then I'm gonna throw me off. I can't stand me since I lost you and I can't stand nobody else. I can't stand me since you went away and I gotta get away from myself. And I gotta get away from myself. Oh, heart of glass, I keep on mending you every time she breaks you in two. She put us through until she stops, heart of glass, breaking you. Pieces of the past. Oh, tell her no, walk away, heart of glass. Don't let her break you again, heart of glass.
I think it hasn't been too long since I mentioned this, but at some point over the last couple months, I told you guys about when I went to that long since closed and forgotten music store in my hometown of Oshawa, Ontario, called Wilson and Lee, that specialized in, you know, low-end instruments, but had a great country music CD collection. And that's the place where I bought my first Buck Owens, you know, all-time greatest hits CD. And that's the one that really, really grabbed me. It was a Merle Haggard greatest hits cassette that I had pilfered from my dad's collection. And this Buck Owens CD that I bought one day when I was supposed to be in school. But I was, you know, in the very early stages of my country music apprenticeship. And although Heart of Glass was not on that CD, it was that CD that made me dig in deeper and go find my dad and say, hey, what do you got for Buck Owens stuff down there? And then what are other Buck Owens songs that I should know? He turned me on to that one. And I've loved it since the first listen. It was written by Buck Owens and Red Simpson. You know, those two were quite a songwriting pair. I've always wondered what their co-writing sessions would have been like. But some great successes, whether the songs were hits or not. And some of them were. But boy, did they ever write some beautiful country music together. Buck Owens with Heart of Glass from the 1966 album Open Up Your Heart. I just need a moment to compose myself after sitting there and listening to that one. It's been a while since I've listened to that one. What a stunning piece of country music. Before that, we heard from Merle Haggard and the Strangers, the 1966 album Swingin' Doors and The Bottle Let Me Down. Yeah, plenty of hits and familiar ones on there. But I went to one that I really like, you know, I really like it a lot, called I Can't Stand Me. That's a great record. That early era Merle, that's Bakersfield Sound stuff. Roy Nichols played guitar on that album. So did James Burton, and so did Glenn Campbell. Now, I know some pickers out there that are pretty good at distinguishing who played what and who was where, but I can't say that I can confidently do that as well. That might have been James Burton, though. I don't know. If you're a picker or you know otherwise out there, maybe you can let me know. Kicking off that three-pack from the Bakersfield Sound was Miss Kay Adams with Second Fiddle, the 1966 album Wheels and Tears. And that one, of course, written by Buck Owens. And you, of course, tuned in right now to the Boots and Saddle Show with me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Thanks for being here this week, friends. Thanks for being here last week. Y'all really, you really dug into last week's episode. I got some nice messages, but I saw the numbers, and I guess you liked it, you know? Thanks. Hope you're liking this one, too, as we shine the spotlight on the year 1966. Yeah, for no real particular reason, by the way, just, you know, like I said at the top of the program, you know, our friend Jeff Robson at Tell the Band to Go Home, he did his show last week of all music from 1996. And I thought right away, I was driving around the car that day, and I said to myself, self, let's go to 1966, you know, and to be entirely honest, with the interest of full transparency, it's late at night. I'm on the road. I would prefer to record on Sunday night, but that's not going to be possible tomorrow. So, you know, this is a bit of a quicker one to put together. Okay, there you go. There's your honest moment. We heard from Diane Lee on last week's program, but we couldn't ignore her this week because she released some beautiful country music in the year of 1966, and she's going to kick off this set of regional lost Canadian country music released as a single in 66. Here's Diane Lee with Shadows of Your Heart right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Just can't walk away. liquor stop in Carlton Place, where you can stop to eat. And there they've got a jukebox that's got a country beat. The food is fine, the music's sweet. Stop 8 days and nine. I got three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes, and I spend all my time. I wind up broke off every trip, 'cause I can't pass the sign. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. I'm listening to Georgie Jones when the waitress comes along. And while I'm eating pork and beans, Buck Owens sings a song. It's Kitty Wells and Johnny Cash and coffee drinking time. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes, and I spend all my time. I wind up broke off every trip, 'cause I can't pass the sign. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime.
Ladies in country music, Canada's greatest, as far as I'm concerned, Loretta Drew.
I've got to see my little girl each Sunday afternoon.
Oh, lovely.
And how I dread the words I know she'll say. Pretty soon, but I know all
As some of you tuned in may recall, you know, there was a 5.5 year stretch where I hosted Boots and Saddle from December 2016 to May of 2022, before the 2 year semi-permanent hiatus, and then I came back. Now, sometime in the last year or so of hosting the first run, that, and I was doing 2 hours, it was a 2 hour program back then, that I played the entirety of the record that song was featured on, called On Stage at the Edison. Played the whole thing, the album, on one episode. On Stage at the Edison, released in 1966, ARC Records number 714. Today we heard Loretta Drew with Mommy for a Day. I can't really find anything out on Loretta Drew. There's another album she may have been featured on, and someone covered a song that she wrote, but I'm not sure what happened to her. On Stage at the Edison, though, I've said it before, and maybe it's been a while, maybe you never heard me say it, but I would argue that that is the single greatest piece of country music ever to be released in Canada. And not just the greatest live record, but the greatest country music collection ever released in Canada. The Edison Hotel was on Yonge Street in Toronto. It was Canada's home of country music before the Horseshoe Tavern really took off. You know, the Horseshoe was there, and it was featuring great country music acts, but it was the Edison Hotel that was the top dog, with Mickey McGivern and the Mustangs as the house band, backing up regional, municipal, international country music stars. And that's a must-have record in your country music record collection. No, friends, that is a must-have record in any record collection. And I have a bit of a vision. I haven't said this out loud, but I have a bit of a vision for that 100th episode of the Boots and Saddle Show that we recorded at Park Alley's, to turn that into a live album similar to On Stage at the Edison. Of course, pales in comparison quality, but you know what I'm getting at. Before Loretta Drew, we heard from Johnny Burke with a single from 1966 called Loving You Again. Before Johnny Burke, we heard a bitchin' little shuffle from Ralph Carlson called Three Plays for a Quarter. And Diane Lee kicked it off with Shadows of Your Heart, also released as a single in 1966, as we continue to shine the spotlight on the year 1966 on this week's episode of the Boots and Saddle Show. I got a few I'd like to get to before we wrap things up, so I'm going to get right to it then. This is another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song from an album called Words and Music. It's Roger Miller with Husbands and Wives, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can and some can't and some can. Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride
of husbands and wives.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars, located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta. From custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's GILMORE guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
If you want to see somebody cry their heart out for a love they lost and must live without, if you're not of a broken man who once held a world of love right in his hands. If you wanna see a heartbreak right in two in front of you, just hang around. My tears are over. Just remember love I had been through the way.
Friends, I'm disappointed I didn't get to any George Jones music today, but I was certain that I was going to include something from Porter Wagoner's 1966 record, Confessions of a Broken Man. And we heard My Tears Are Overdue from it today. One of many of those Porter Wagoner theme records with just an outstanding album cover. You know that I'll post it. You got to see it. Before that, another one of my favorite country music singers, you know, and one of my favorite rock and rollers, Wanda Jackson, with Try Me One More Time, an Ernest Tubb cover from a great collection of country music covers released by Wanda in 1966 called Wanda Jackson Salutes the Country Music Hall of Fame. Kicking it off, the most beautiful song, Roger Miller with Husbands and Wives from the 1966 album Words and Music. Friends, we got time for just one more. We're going to go to the softer side of things once again here. Close it out with a big hit from 1966 by David Houston, Almost Persuaded. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those get updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com, and you can email me with your questions, concerns, comments, and complaints, music submissions, requests, whatever else, bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. This is broadcasting first on June 23rd, 2026, and this is the day that Sean Burns and Lost Country, we have released the first single from our upcoming record that's due out in September. Our song, Glory For Me, was released today anywhere you're streaming music. If you're interested, friends, go check it out. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
Last night, all alone in a bar, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found stop and go home.
that looks like that's about all the time we've got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Programmed by Visionary Volunteers, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Teenage monsters in Hollywood, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's fight. There's a moon tonight.
Spend your night with Nick Mystery and Anthony the Moon. Friday night, Saturday morning. Don't forget your monkey.
Boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands.